This update is brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. By Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving you in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by Sienna Facilities and Automotive Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Automotive Deckerville, we're all about you. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Joshua Jacob Burrows, 19 of Prudenville, made a virtual appearance via Zoom from the Huron County Jail for his arraignment on two serious felony charges stemming from interactions with a 15-year-old on Snapchat. Burrows was transported back to Huron County by the Michigan State Police after serving a sentence in the Roscommon County Jail, where he faced charges related to lying to the police and receiving, concealing stolen property, specifically a motor vehicle. Following his detention in Roscommon County, Burrows was swiftly returned to Huron County for arraignment on charges including criminal sexual conduct in the third degree with a maximum sentence of 15 years and possession of child sexually abusive material carrying a potential four-year term. Magistrate Jessica Testelin-Reinke, presiding over the 73rd B District Court, modified Burrows' bond to $10,000 with a 10% option, also ordering a GPS tether. However, it was further revealed that Burrows is also wanted in St. Clair County for a no-bond probation violation warrant. This Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Anneman family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos, AFV, on ABC. Josh Anneman, a salesman at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife Shay submitted a video of their young son Eli hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive it since. Hopefully, seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. And we'll continue with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
If you get into an accident, are you aware that you can take your vehicle to the collision center of your choice? Other shops may not have certified technicians or the proper equipment to do the job right. Here's Justin Kasiba to explain why you should choose Valley Collision of Ubly.
At Valley Collision, we have certified technicians that specialize in metal and aluminum repair. Our licensed and insured have the latest state-of-the-art frame straightening equipment to put your vehicle back to factory specs or even better. We have a downdraft paint booth that bakes the paint on your vehicle just like the factory when it was new and offer a 3-year written guarantee on all of our collision work.
This is Chris, owner of Valley Collision. If you get into an accident, we hope you choose Valley Collision of Ubly. Give us a call at 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410.
A Detroit man who dropped a teenager's body into a dumpster has been convicted of second-degree murder. The case gripped the region in 2022 when police spent months combing a landfill for Zion Foster's remains. Her body was never found during that summer search through tons of trash, but prosecutors built a circumstantial case against her cousin, Jalen Brazier. Brazier admitted putting Foster's body in a dumpster, but insisted he wasn't responsible for her death. He says she suddenly died while using marijuana, but prosecutors say Foster likely died while fighting off Brazier's sexual advances. Michael Brockers, a 2012 first-round draft pick who played on the defensive line for two NFL teams over 11 seasons, said he's retiring from football. The 33-year-old Brockers, who didn't play in 2023, made the announcement on Instagram. The Rams took Brockers out of LSU with the number 14 overall pick in 2012, and he played alongside Aaron Donald for most of his 9 seasons with the team. He was traded to the Detroit Lions in 2021 and released in February of 2023. Brockers was a starter in 157 of his 160 career games and finished with 29 sacks. And we'll continue after this.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
Join the AVS Tech Team Tuesday, May 21st at 1:30 p.m. at Cass City's Rawson Library for a free Cybersecurity Essentials course.
Consumer groups are praising the Supreme Court's rejection of a conservative-led attack that could have undermined the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The justices ruled Thursday the way the Bureau is funded does not violate the Constitution. Payday lenders had objected to a Bureau rule limiting their ability to withdraw funds directly from borrowers' bank accounts. A Bureau spokesman says the court repudiated the arguments of the payday loan lobby and made clear the Bureau is here to stay. The Bureau was the brainchild of Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and was created after the 2008 financial crisis to regulate consumer finance, including mortgages and car loans. Republicans and their financial backers oppose it. The Webb Space Telescope has discovered the earliest known merger of black holes. Scientists reported Thursday that these two gigantic and distant black holes and their galaxies consolidated just 740 million years after the universe-forming Big Bang. One black hole is 50 million times more massive than our sun. The other is thought to be similar in size. The latest findings suggest mergers are how black holes can grow so rapidly, even in the universe's infancy. And we'll be back after this.
At Automata Duckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursing home compare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
The U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier in the Gaza Strip. Officials said Thursday that they're poised to begin ferrying badly needed humanitarian aid into the enclave besieged over 7 months of intense fighting in the Israel-Hamas war. The final construction sets up a complicated delivery process more than 2 months after U.S. President Joe Biden ordered it to help starving Palestinians as Israeli restrictions on border crossings and heavy fighting prevent food and other supplies from making it into Gaza. American officials insist U.S. troops will not set foot in Gaza, though they acknowledge the danger of operating near the the war zone. We do have an obituary report for you. Clarence Fibrands passed away Monday, May 13th, peacefully in his home at the age of 77. Visitation will be held on Friday, May 31st, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will follow after the service at Colfax Township Cemetery. Family of Clarence Fibrands will hold a luncheon to follow at Wilcox Park. Memorials may be offered to the family in care of Robin Fibrands. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Virginia M. Bushway, a 75-year-old of Pigeon, passed away on Tuesday, May 15th. Funeral services for Ginny Bushway will be at 2 p.m. Saturday, May 18th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And again, this update has been brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. By Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving you in Huron, Tuscola, and St. Alain counties. And by Sienna Facilities and Automotive Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Automotive Deckerville, we're all about you. And weather-wise here at the station, the temperature is currently 71 degrees, wind speeds are from the north at 10 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 56%.